All right, everybody. Good evening and welcome to Tiki and Pete.
Welcome to Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Yellick, alongside
Stephen Wolshaw. How are we doing tonight, ladies and gentlemen?
We are feeling good after that. Those games, just to start off the program yesterday, were out of this world. They were phenomenal.
Let me tell you something. The latter part of those games this weekend, definitely entertaining. Definitely entertaining, I must say.
And I said it last week, you know, I never thought I would see such a debacle as that Steelers-Bengals game and also the Vikings and Seahawks game. But I think we may have saw it. 31-0 at one point, the Panthers over the Seahawks.
Listen,
that's not what I expected by the Seahawks, by the way.
And who'd you pick?
I picked the Seahawks.
You picked the Seahawks.
Well, they came. Look, the Panthers, I'm still going to say this, all right? And we'll talk to, by the way, I want to remind everyone who we have on the program tonight. There's been a lot of talk about a blizzard coming. So just to go inside with that, we're going to have from NBC 10, Glenn Hurricane Schwartz on the program tonight.
The Hurricane.
Hurricane Schwartz, the bow tie.
The bow tie.
He's going to be on the program at 7:15 to give us all the latest details regarding the blizzard. And then at 7:30, formerly of 97.5 The Fanatic and now PhillyInfluencer.com, Sean Brace, he will also be joining us tonight. So big program tonight. Get your calls in here, 646-2951. That's
there
the number. Press 1 to talk to us. But, yeah, so
back to that Seahawks game.
Right.
They're down 31-0.
Right. I don't think the Panthers
what
are a good team, and I'll explain that why right now. Because for you to let the Seahawks come back and score 24 unanswered points and still not score anything in the whole second half of the game, the Panthers – absolutely let their foot off the gas. And I don't care what anybody says. They're going to be one and done. Although not one and done. But when they play the Cardinals, they're done. I don't care.
Well, you and I were discussing during the game. I mean,
right.
I said it to you. They were going to come back. You didn't believe it. And I said it because the New York Giants did it. The New York Giants literally put up 21 to 28 points between the third and the fourth quarter. And what happened? The Seahawks did the same thing. It was a tale of two halves there. Tale of two halves. So, listen, are the Panthers for real? I think they are.
Yeah, good.
With that defense.
No.
With that defense. That defense can get some things done, but they are going to have some issues in their secondary going up against the Cardinals, and they have some injuries right now. So, there will be some issues, and I honestly think, and I'll tell you right now, I'm rooting for the Cardinals.
Oh, you know absolutely.
I mean? I'm rooting for the Cardinals.
Absolutely.
You know, there's something about the pair, and I'm surprised you are. You're Mr. Cardinal hater, believe it or not. You know what I mean? We don't forget that.
Well,
is that breaking
news?
We
have breaking news. All right, so officially it's confirmed. Next week, not this week, as if we're already jumping to next week, but next week on the program from the Tony Bruno Show, Tony Bruno himself will be on the show next week.
There you go.
So, Tony Bruno, Sean Brace, Glenn Schwartz.
We're keeping it moving, man.
Yeah, we got to keep it moving.
So give me that call from the Niners. From the
Cardinals. Niners, it'll just be them sitting
game.
At home.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to the Niners. We'll get to that.
No, we won't.
They're in the news as well.
Rodgers in the shotgun, three receivers right, one to the left. Rodgers looks it over, starts to his left. Now he moves, starts to the right side. Snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, being flushed. Rolling left, winds up. Rainbows it high and deep into the end zone. It's high point and it's caught. It is caught for a touchdown.
Yes!
A miracle.
Yes! Jeff Janis
in the end zone.
Can you believe it?
Unbelievable.
Believe it.
Jeff Janis. High point of the football in the middle of the end zone. And the Packers are an extra point away from getting this thing tied.
How crazy was that?
You know what I got to say to that?
You like that? You like that?
to quote the great Kirk Cousins, by the way.
Listen. You like that? Listen.
I mean, really. I mean, I feel like the Packers, for them to do that against the Cardinals, I mean, I'm looking at
Aaron
the Cardinals
Rodgers,
like.
Man. It's Aaron Rodgers.
Don't give me Aaron Rodgers.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
He has nobody to throw to. That Cardinals defense sucked it up the last minute before overtime. And then all of a sudden in overtime, I don't know what the Packers defense was doing.
Listen, we went through this with Detroit. Okay? We went through this with Detroit. You got to learn, knock the ball down. damn near foul the guy. You know what I mean? You cannot allow score a Hail Mary. You know what I mean? A Hail Mary. Speaking of, Aaron Rodgers had angels around him twice.
It's an outrage.
Twice. You know what I mean? So the fact of the matter is they should have won the game in regulation. It shouldn't have went in overtime. But Fitzgerald is a beast. Man.
He's getting slow, though. I watched him. He's getting a little slow. The old Larry Fitzgerald would have been able to run it right in for a touchdown. This Larry Fitzgerald, he gets stopped at the 4-yard line. Come on.
I mean, listen, you can't have it all. You can't have it all. 35 years old.
It's an outrage.
Guaranteed first ballot Hall of Famer.
I got it. But
I mean, you know what I mean? Hell of a game, though. A hell of a game. I know we're jumping around a little bit, but we needed to play that drop. That was amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
And you kind of felt it in your gut that Aaron Rodgers was going to do something.
Well, you knew it was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen. You knew right when I saw where he was set up, thinking to myself, okay.
It was identical to the Detroit game almost.
Yeah.
Midfield, at the 50, between the 40 and the 45, almost 50. Unbelievable.
But that's against Detroit. I could care less about them.
That I'm bringing that up because it happened twice.
That doesn't
happen.
Against the Cardinals defense, that says something. Against the Lions, that doesn't really say anything.
And the Lions should have won that game. But anyway, we're moving on to this one. Aaron Rodgers, 24 of 44, 261 yards, 2 TDs, and a pick. I mean, that game was probably the most entertaining game of the weekend, would you say?
You disagree? I totally disagree.
What game?
I'm going to say the Steelers game.
Really?
Yeah.
That game was kind of boring to me. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of boring to me. I mean, it came down to the wire there, and unfortunately, Steelers fumbled the ball there at the end.
Wait, what do you mean, unfortunately? By the way, I'd like all those Steelers fans that were calling last week to call in this week.
I told you
they weren't going to call back in. Come on. Well, what's the one guy's name? Bryce from Brooklyn or Bruce from Brooklyn or whatever?
Why do you think he didn't call back in? I mean, what are your thoughts?
All I have to say is this. The reason he didn't call back in is because he has nothing to say. And
you were rooting for the Steelers.
Well,
what are you talking about?
I was rooting for them on the show.
Okay.
Personally, I wasn't rooting for them. Why would I root for them?
That's your second team.
No, it's not.
You know, if it came down to you being born an Eagle fan, Steeler fan, you'd probably do it again as a Steeler fan. You know that.
All right. You took what I said. Yes, I got it. All right. Now I'm going to get ripped on Twitter. I got it.
You are going to get ripped on
Twitter.
Whatever.
Because it happens every week. It happens every week. I'm used to it. I don't care anymore. All right. It really. Come on.
Welcome to the media.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So what I was saying about that Steelers game, why? You ask why? Because, I mean, look at it. I mean, you're looking at it. How many injuries? And you're looking at the quarterback matchup. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger against Peyton Manning. I was rooting for Peyton Manning because I want to see, for like the 17th time, Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. I don't want to see a broken-down Ben Roethlisberger. Now, granted, Peyton Manning is broken down, too.
I was just about to say that.
But
yeah.
How did he look, by the way?
You know,
to you. To me, Peyton Manning looked like a broken-down shadow of himself. I mean, he doesn't look like half the man he used to be.
That surgery, I mean, that injury to the shoulder or spinal cord, whatever the hell it is.
Awful.
It is awful. It took away the great Peyton Manning strength, which is passing the ball.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, he's still getting accustomed to his offensive coordinator's plays. There are some blitzes he didn't actually check off of. You're watching and you're like, this guy's human a little bit. You know what I mean? At one point, Peyton Manning was untouchable. And this week, in the AFC Championship game, it should be interesting going up against Brady.
Well, listen, all I have to say to the Cardinals fans is one thing.
You like that? You like that?
Because the Cardinals are now, and yes, I get it. They have to play the Panthers. All right. So in my mind, the Cardinals are going to the Super Bowl.
Why is it? I mean,
because
like, what do
on,
I always
don't
say?
Give me, don't give me
what
the
do
Panthers.
I always say? The Panthers get paid too.
Right. I got it.
Right.
Right.
They get paid too. So there's going to come a time when that Panthers defense is going to come to life. All right. Yes. The Cardinals had a chance to look at them and vice versa. It's going to be a hell of a game. You know what I mean? Can the key to the game is, can that Panthers offense be as potent as the Cardinals offense?
And that's where I say, what Panthers offense? Their defense, don't get me wrong, their defense will score points like crazy. But
arguably, they have the MVP of 2015-16 season.
To you, he's the MVP.
To me,
Tom Brady is the MVP.
For what? He's won a million MVPs already.
Right. Well, guess what? He's going to be in the Super Bowl. Cam Newton's going to be looking at the Super Bowl.
I could see that. I could see, you know, for the games to be played. I've been telling you that all year.
That is my pick, by the way. All right? I think the Patriots and the Cardinals will be the Super Bowl. Cardinals win the Super Bowl. Yes.
I hope they do. I cannot stomach another Patriots Super Bowl.
I'd be okay with the Patriots winning.
This is ridiculous. You would be okay. Give me a break.
Yes. And I'll explain why.
Please do.
What's another one?
What do you mean, what's another one?
What's another one at this point? I don't want to see, as an Eagles fan, I don't want to see somebody who's never won one before win one before the Eagles who have never won one before.
Where are you coming from?
So laugh all you want. Yeah, no, it's the truth. Because right. Why would I, as
that
an Eagles
sense.
Fan, want to see that?
That makes sense.
Yes.
You know what?
I said it.
That makes total sense. Right. Now, I really want to see a team that's never been there, never won it. I want to see them win it before your Eagles do. Period. Okay.
Why?
I don't understand
why.
Because I hate the Eagles. You know, I hate everything Philadelphia. I'm a New Yorker. Come on.
How'd they do?
How'd who do?
The Giants.
You know. Well, I mean, we're sitting home with you guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
but
guess what?
We swept you again this year.
I got a bone to pick with you Philadelphians.
Go ahead.
Okay? It's specifically the Eagles.
Great. Go ahead.
Why are you going after every single coach on the New York Football Giants? What are you trying to prove? We haven't beaten you guys in 10 years. Okay? I'm being sarcastic. Okay? But
close to it, though.
Please, give me a break. And you guys are going after all of our coaches. What are you guys trying to prove? You're trying to get some inside, I don't know. Inside, I don't know. Synopsis. I don't know what you're trying to do. What's going on? You go after my main coach, right? Coach Tom Coughlin, who I love to death. Then you go after McAdoo. McAdoo is literally on 95, heading up. Matter of fact, he's probably, I don't know, he's probably coming up 80 and then going through 33, taking the turnpike up to Philly, going through the Blue Route, Contra Hocken, and he's right there. He gets a call from the Giants. Hey, listen, don't go any further. Don't step foot at the link. Okay, we want you as our head coach.
I got it.
And we're going to pay you. Why is that happening? What is your reasoning behind that?
We'll get back
to these games, guys.
No, listen, and I'd like to say something before we get any further with why. Right here last week, because I said to the fans out there, and I'm going to pat myself on the back right now, I told you last week, last Wednesday, and it's on the Facebook page, it's on the Twitter page, last Wednesday at 2 o'clock, I told everyone, according to my sources in the Eagles organization, Doug Peterson will be the next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Meanwhile, Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport and Les Bowen, who likes to take credit for everything that happens for whatever reason, took credit for it.
You did. You said it.
I went on Mike Mizzanelli's show and told Mike Mizzanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic that, hey, guess what? Doug Peterson's going to be the next head coach. Mike Mizzanelli asked me what my sources were. Now, obviously, I'm not going to tell him.
Right.
But
I know who your sources are, but we're not going to say anything.
Right, and I'm not going to. And guess what? Even on this show, I'm still not going to tell who my sources were.
Don't
but I'm going to say that you heard it here first.
Let me say from my end. So he calls me up the day before. Actually, he texts me. I'm talking about you, Mike. All right, all you listeners. And he says to me, the Eagles are going to hire Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shut up. No. And you're like, yeah. I was like, there's no way. He goes, yes. I go, bro, you better be right. And then he posted it, and I'm like, you better be right, because that's our credibility, right?
Absolutely.
And my man came through. He came through clutch.
My source would not lie to me, and guess what? Pat Shurmur's not going to be here next year for everyone that's I wonder if Pat Shurmur's going to. No. All right? Stop it. He's not going to be here.
For those of you who don't know who Pat Shurmur is, who is he?
He's the offensive coordinator for the Eagles.
Right.
So stop.
So
stop bothering me with that. Of all questions you could ask me, anything about the Eagles, you ask me, is Pat Shurmur going to be here? My question to you is, who cares, really?
Right.
But no, he's not. So
throw that out. So is that the reason why, back to my main question,
yes,
why you think
maybe
the Eagles are going after a defensive coordinator of the New York Football Giants?
Yes.
They're going after – they wanted McAdoo.
Right.
And I ultimately think Doug Peterson as head coach was like second tier
right
to them.
No,
that,
I agree.
That wasn't their original pickup.
No, it wasn't.
Original guy.
No,
now,
it wasn't.
What are your thoughts as a true green, hardcore Eagles fan, die hard? What are your thoughts on Peterson?
I said this on Mizzanelli's show the other day. I think they went with the safe bet. They went with what they know. They went the safest route possible.
He's Andy Reid 2.0.
Hold on. And as much as they want to say he's Andy Reid 2.0, no, he's not. All right? He's Doug Peterson. He is the boring, the boring pushover. And I've seen the way this guy coaches. The only reason he got a job, okay, this is the truth, is because he is very close with Howie Roseman. Very close. And Howie Roseman is running the show.
So
him and Lori are running the show. So, yes, if he's really close with him, then absolutely. Absolutely.
So the fact of the matter is, you're saying even though he was second tier, he wasn't their first choice. You're saying he's still close with Roseman, and that's the reason why he got hired.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think the Eagles are in a hot mess.
646-668-2951. That's the number. Press 1 to talk to us.
And you're saying –
We are taking your calls, but it's going to be early that we take your calls because we have people lined up. Glenn Hurricane Schwartz is going to be on to talk about the snow at 7:15, and then at 7:30, Sean Brace is going to be on talking about the Eagles head coach and exactly what we're talking about now. So
get
to your calls early, 646-668-2951.
Right.
I think Doug Peterson is
you said
not a good
boring
hire.
You
he's
used
boring.
The word
I
boring.
Mean, yes.
I disagree because that offense was top 10. It was.
Andy Reid ran that offense in Kansas City.
So you're saying he had no say?
No.
Why is he a coach?
I don't know.
I mean,
and I'm being honest. I mean, Andy Reid ran that offense. He was essentially the offense coordinator. I feel like Doug Peterson was just there to be like, yes, let's run that play.
I disagree.
Great. Here's Andy Reid.
All right. we're going to go split halfback here.
yeah. I like that play, Andy. Let's do that. I agree. Like, he's not
good.
Doing anything.
That was pretty good.
It was.
That was a good Andy.
You can catch more impressions on YouTube. But
that was a pretty
but no, I mean, really, I don't feel like it's a good hire. And who do you know? Mike Mizzanelli asked me, who did I want and who did I think we would get? I wanted Sean Payton or John Harbaugh. Who did I think we would get? Tom Coughlin. And we didn't get either.
And you wanted that?
No, I didn't want Tom Coughlin.
You would have accepted that
over Doug Peterson? Absolutely. Yes,
I would have been sick to my stomach.
Well, whatever. But
it would have been ridiculous.
And in the end, it comes out the day that Doug Peterson actually got hired, and we'll talk to Sean Brace about this, but, you know, he comes out and they say, well, Tom Coughlin wasn't the right fit. We're moving on. And then 4 hours later, Doug Peterson's the next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. How bad does that look?
That's just bad.
I mean,
I dispute that. What do you mean Coughlin wasn't the right fit? Tom Coughlin took his name off the list, period.
No.
You know what I mean? The Eagles didn't say, if Tom Coughlin was still there, guess what? He's the next coach.
No.
You know what?
I don't know how much almost a 70-year-old
exactly
has left. So I didn't really care for that. I wanted Sean Payton, and I wanted John Harbaugh. And you know what? I'll even go further. I wanted John Gruden. Paul Domowicz of the Daily News came out and said, oh, guess what? Guess what? John Gruden wants to coach the Eagles. I call BS. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
so you know, I'd love to get Paul Domowicz on here. I like him as a person, but I call BS. There's
Gruden,
no way.
Gruden was not going to leave his cushy.
No, come on,
cushy Monday night gig.
No way.
You know that's not happening.
Come
you know
on.
What I mean? For this debacle. I mean, the Eagles and the Giants. The Giants need a lot of work as
well.
Absolutely. They both do a hot mess as well. But the Eagles, from a coaching standpoint, it's nuts. And then there you have it, about 3-4 days before, or maybe 2 days before Peterson gets announced, announced, Chip Kelly gets hired by the 49ers.
Wait. Let me just give the 49ers. Are you kidding me?
Listen, I disagree with you.
Are you kidding me?
I'll let you rant on this for a sec. Well, I mean, Chip Kelly, and I get it, in Philly it didn't work. I get it, the whole system, the personnel. He literally was the GM, the janitor, the head of operations. He did everything, okay, in Philadelphia. I get it. And shame on Lurie for actually giving him so much power. But the fact of the matter is, the guy is hungry, man. The guy is hungry, and he's going to prove the Eagles wrong.
Wow.
He's going to literally have a chip on his shoulder when he plays Philadelphia. And there's going to come a time, and mark my word, on our show, I'm saying this right now, he is going to knock the Eagles out of the playoffs. And it's going to be amazing. The guy could coach still. He could coach.
No!
The 49ers weren't desperate.
Are you done?
They weren't desperate. I want to hear your thoughts on this.
My thoughts are,
it surprised the hell out of me.
You're, as you say many times this throughout this year, I have to say to you, you are smoking that good stuff.
Listen.
Because I have no idea what you're talking about. Chip Kelly, first of all, cannot coach in the NFL to set the record straight.
All right.
He's a college coach. He's used to coaching college kids. And guess what? His system does not work in the NFL. All right? The hurry-up system doesn't work. The smoothies don't work. The sleep monitoring doesn't work. The acting like everything is college doesn't work. He sucks.
So what if it changes a little bit?
Not give me Chip Kelly. He won't beat anybody.
With Kaepernick there.
Who cares?
And potentially.
Kaepernick is shot.
And potentially RG3. Okay?
Oh.
His system will work there.
Now you want to talk about people that are shot.
His system will work there.
I mean, come on. You're ridiculous.
You know what I mean?
Or don't give me RG3 and Colin Kaepernick, guys who have washed up before they even became stars. They suck. Both of those guys suck.
We'll see.
Don't give me Colin Kaepernick.
With his system, it will work.
No.
I disagree with you.
All right. Well, disagree. But
yeah, totally. But listen.
Chip Kelly will win 4 games next year. Go on.
Let's go down to Coach Carousel. He said 4 games.
Maybe 5 if he's lucky.
So we got Doug Peterson to the Eagles. Tennessee Titans, right?
Mike Mularkey. Yeah, I mean,
right?
Come on.
Then we got Cleveland. Hugh Jackson, which was a huge pickup
for
them.
That was good.
Okay.
They'll still suck.
Staying in the division.
Yeah.
Right? Staying in the division. Knows the Bengals. Understands the Steelers.
Yeah.
Okay. Chip Kelly to the Niners. Dolphins.
Yeah.
Adam Gase. What do you think about that? That's like out of the – I mean, he was actually – what was he, staying with the Bears, no?
Listen.
Well, actually, he had the Niners gig.
I don't get this whole –
he had the Niners gig, and then he gets a call.
Yeah, but wait. I don't get this whole Adam – yes, he's good, okay?
Yeah, I don't know. He's like a phenom or whatever.
He's not great. I don't know where all this Adam Gase love is coming from. Oh, Dolphins, they got Adam Gase. Oh, my God. Yeah, so what?
I don't know.
What am I supposed to be enamored by this?
Yeah, Dolphins need to work on their defense. You know what I mean?
Come on.
Hugh Jackson, I think, going back to that with the Browns, he needs to bring some stability.
Yeah.
As far as get a quarterback, they're going to be picking second in the draft,
right,
which is unbelievable, again. You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting. So they need some stability. As far as for the Tennessee Titans, I think just moving him from offensive coordinator to head coach.
Yeah, it means nothing.
Means nothing. You know, Mariota stays in a system that he knows.
I guess.
You know, and I think the only team, to be honest with you, that may run into some issues besides the Dolphins starting fresh are the Philadelphia Eagles, I think. Doug Peterson.
Now, my question to you is, why have you failed to mention your team?
I'm getting there.
We'll get there.
I'm getting there. Because I wanted to talk about Tampa Bay.
And my question is, first of all, why, when Ben McAdoo was introduced as the head coach, and you know what I'm going to say because I said it to you.
You're an idiot.
Why does he have a porn stash?
Listen.
I don't understand the porn stash he has.
That's called New York sex.
He all of a sudden, instead of having a white face, he has an orange face.
That's called New York sexy.
That's called fake bake.
New York sexy.
And now he has black hair as opposed to brown hair. What happened to this guy?
Listen.
Well, he looks like what is this?
You got to step up when you become head coach.
So okay? You got to go fake baking, dye your hair, and get a porn stash.
Listen, it's called New York Sexy.
I guess period. That's New York Sexy. But...
period. So Tampa Bay gets Cutter.
I'm gonna give New York Sexy one of these.
You can give it all you want. You can give it that all you want. You know what I mean? We know New York Sexy when we see it. But anyway, with that being said,
yeah.
Tampa Bay gets Cutter. Again, staying consistent. They didn't want Mr. Krabs to,
wow.
to have to start off again. You know, Winston, start over again.
I got it.
And then New York Giants,
yeah.
The New York football Giants,
right.
Mr. McAdoo,
mm-hmm.
on his way up 95
mm-hmm.
to go speak to the Philadelphia Eagles, gets the call from the New York Giants, literally on his way to the lake.
Because yeah, they're scared.
And the New York Giants say, listen, come here. We love you. You know us. We know you.
Sure.
You know, we're family. We don't want to go over to the enemy.
I didn't want him. I
Mel's over there.
Well, I didn't want him anyway, though. I mean,
you know, it's
stinking. Why would I want him?
Why would you want him? Because you immediately go from a freaking – you become a top six, top five, top four, top three, top two, top one offense.
Just like the Giants, right?
We finished top seven, 6-7. So we did offensively. You know what I mean?
So how many other teams were interviewing this hot commodity then, Ben McAdoo?
I mean, I think
– I got the answer for you.
I think only three.
Who?
I think the Niners were interested. They spoke to him by conference.
One team.
The Giants. And Eagles.
Well, you can't count the Giants. Like, what are they going to do? Not interview
the Giants? Because he could leave. You have to count the Giants.
Sure,
what do you mean you
okay.
can't count the Giants?
I'm not.
What are you talking about?
I could care less about that hire. I really could.
Anyway.
It means nothing.
Okay, so if you got him, would you have liked him over Peterson? How about that?
Oof, that's tough.
Why is that tough?
Because I don't like either of them.
Peterson.
I don't like either of them.
What do you not like about? You know what McAdoo's offense could do. You know he called it, right? You don't know what Peterson's offense. And I told you, I think, and we'll go back to this boring crap that you said about KC
right.
and their offense. I honestly think Kansas City's offense is potent. They do a lot of trips. They do a lot of misdirection. They do a lot of things that may fit that Philadelphia Eagles scheme with the personnel that they have currently. It's going to allow your current quarterback to play safe like Alex Smith did. Not a lot of interceptions, not a lot of mistakes.
Oh, no!
You know, even though I think Bradford is still going to make his dumb mistakes, honestly, if you guys keep him, which I think you would. You don't have a choice. Who else is out there?
Well, why would we not keep him? I mean, come on.
I mean, listen, you got a new head coach. Anything could happen. You know, are you going to keep Murray? Yes. Right?
I guess.
Are you going to keep half the people?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Mr. Awful Maxwell. I mean, give me a
yeah,
break.
Yeah, he stinks. He's not coming back. Guess who's gone? Riley Cooper. Gone.
Is he officially gone? I didn't know that.
He will be.
Okay.
Gone. Yeah, he's gone.
Funny
yeah, he's gone.
Back next year.
You know who else is gone?
Funny with that.
You know who else is gone?
Oh, God.
Shakiko.
Listen, we got the Hurricane Glenn Schwartz coming.
Shakiko Alonso. He sucks.
Sean Brace as well. It's going to be a good show here. Listen.
Yeah. I can't wait for them because, yes, Shakiko Alonso. Guess what? Kiko, you're done. Goodbye. Off the team. I don't care. Oh, well, he adds depth. No, he doesn't. And I'm going to ask Sean Brace if he would keep Shakiko Alonso as well because he stinks. Really? I mean, come on. I don't know how one person can actually sit here and say, oh, Kiko Alonso? He's good.
Listen.
If anybody could sit here, come here and I'll slap you for
you guys
that.
Liked his four-pack, and he showed it every game. He even showed it
yeah,
in the winter.
Like I said, he's Shakira. He has his belly shirt on. His long hair swaying in the wind, and he's dancing around in his biceps. He sucks. Really does. What?
What are your thoughts on officially this happened?
Sure.
What are your thoughts on the Rams officially moving to L.A.? Now, and this plays a part now because the Eagles may have to travel to L.A. The Giants may have to travel to L.A. You know what I mean? what are your thoughts on that? That happened this past week while we were, you know, with all the coaching carousel going on. That was other big news here. It's kind of sad because personally I think the fact of the matter is you're losing a lot of jobs. I mean, ultimately, the Rams were there for like 40-plus years. You know what I mean? Growing up, we knew them as the L.A. Rams, right?
It doesn't really make one bit of difference to me one way or the other, to be honest. I could care less.
I mean, it's news, and I think it's something that
Oh, it's
be.
News, but I mean,
you know?
I guess. It doesn't affect me one way or the other.
Listen to how this went down real quickly, though.
Sure, go ahead.
So this billionaire owner decides to, he's going to go to L.A., all right, purchases land in L.A., right, at which point he says to the NFL, I will lease you or you could rent here, essentially rent free, so we could build your offices on my land where I'm going to build a stadium. The NFL ultimately cuts a deal with him. Boom, there you go, the stadium. He's like, I'm moving, all right? So the NFL is going to get a piece of that for free. They're going to be on his land for free, essentially, right? Without getting too specific. But the NFL, they're not stupid. They're not stupid at all, because what they're going to do is probably buy some of his land eventually. And he's not stupid either, so he's going to get more money. So that's how that went down there. You know, it's like a split decision. A lot of people in St. Louis you kind of feel bad for. But listen, the L.A. Rams were the L.A. Rams for 40-plus years. Long time. Long time. You know?
We good?
But anyway. Hey, listen, that's football news, brother.
Sure, people, I guess.
You know what I mean? What do you mean, you guess?
Are
the Rams in the NFL?
No. They haven't been for like 15 years.
Are the Rams in the NFL?
Technically, they are. But
okay, thank you.
I haven't noticed them for 15 years.
Right.
They suck.
Yeah. And the Eagles don't do well against them either.
Why?
They don't.
Why?
The Eagles don't do well against them.
What do you mean we don't do well against them?
You guys don't do well against the Rams.
Every time we play the Rams lately, I remember beating them. Look that up.
We'll look it up.
All right.
We'll look it up.
646-668-2951. The man of the hour is coming up. We got... Here we go. You ready? You might recognize this.
All right, it's what...
There you go.
The time we had a great weekend and...
Yeah, there you go. There's a little bit of Glenn Schwartz for you. We got to bring this up. You know, I go into the office today, and I hear nothing about – I mean, I hear football talk, but it's overwhelmingly about this blizzard, potential blizzard. I know Glenn Schwartz is probably going to rip me for saying blizzard, but it's about this blizzard coming up.
Right.
And you know what, man? I mean, I'm thinking like, okay, you know, probably 10 inches, the usual – you know, crap fest, you know, maybe 6 inches. But they're not talking that kind of snow. They're talking 1 to 2 to maybe even 3 feet. That's a snowstorm. That's like blizzard of 96 snowstorm. So that gets me amped. That gets everyone amped. And that's why we have, because when you think of Philadelphia, you think of Glenn Hurricane Schwartz. He's been there for, since I was a kid, I watched this guy growing up.
Yeah, I watch him as well.
You know?
Respected so, weatherman.
Absolutely.
You know? And normally I hate Philadelphia. You know that. But I like him.
Yes.
I
absolutely.
Like him. You know? When you look at him, it's like you feel peaceful.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's why, you know, as great as Sheena Parveen is, I still would more understanding. And Sheena's great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, she is great. And local gal, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I like watching Glenn Schwartz a little bit better because I feel like I can relate to him, you know, and he says what's really going to happen. And, you know, and he's usually right.
You're going to get beat up again on Twitter. You're going to get eaten alive.
Why?
Because of what you just said.
What did I say?
You kind of put her down.
Oh. Well,
yeah, they're going to eat. Her fans are going to eat you up. You're done. You're done.
And then we have Sean Brace coming up.
Yeah, man.
7:30. So PhillyInfluencer.com.
Yeah.
This is his baby, just like this is our baby.
Yes.
So, you know, we're going to talk to him a little bit about it and see what he got going on, you know.
Yeah.
He has some great guests on his show. He has some inside information. But the only thing, I need to pick a bone with him. He's like, oh, great job, DeLez Bowen. And you know, oh, come on. And we'll talk to Sean about that.
Yeah, we'll talk to him about it.
But, you know, don't give Les Bowen credit.
Why not?
Because he didn't break the story.
You're right about that.
I broke the story. Don't give me Les Bowen.
You're right about that.
Mr. Colonel Sanders. Come on. Come on already. 646-668-2951. Go ahead.
On a side note.
Yes.
Did you hear about this police officer that sang the national anthem at a college game this past week in West Virginia?
No.
So listen to this.
Refresh my memory.
Background story.
Sure.
Here. There's this police officer standing there.
Sure.
So the person that's supposed to sing the actual national anthem in traffic, right? Can't make it to the arena. This is a big game, and there, you know, it's going to be televised, so on and so forth. So the police officer, his name is actually Carlton Smith. Carlton Smith, it's just a funny name. Carlton Smith actually is standing, by luck, standing nearby. Here's this commotion as people in the arena are kind of freaking out because they don't have someone to sing the national anthem. This guy jumps on the mic, man. This police officer in uniform, gun, handcuffs, mace, baton, everything, right? He has it all. Jumps on the mic and sings the national anthem and killed it. Amazing. Out of the blue.
All right.
Out of the blue. What are the odds that happens?
Nah.
Someone could actually sing the national anthem out of the blue. The real singer stuck in traffic. You can't make that up.
You can't make that up.
You got to play the lotto.
By the way, speaking of playing the lotto, I feel like I did last week with all my out there picks, one of which we didn't get to yet.
We didn't win the $1 billion, I'll tell you that.
Well, no. I'm not going to talk about that. The Patriots and the Chiefs. How about that game? Andy Reid getting ripped again for time management. No matter what it is, where he is, who he's the coach of, who his quarterback is, or what point of the game, his time management is terrible. There's no urgency.
I don't know.
There's no urgency. 27-20, Chiefs get beat, and Patriots go on, and I think the Chiefs could have won that game, should have won that game, but Andy Reid and the Chiefs have no sense of urgency whatsoever. Packers lose to the Cardinals 26-20 in overtime.
When
Steelers.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No. Broncos beat the Steelers 23-16. There's some Steelers fans who refused to call in tonight, and I knew they would. That's fine.
Listen.
And Panthers 31-24 over the Seahawks, and the Seahawks came back, and the Panthers didn't score anything in the second half. But
let's go back to that Chiefs-Patriots game.
Sure.
I see what you're saying from the standpoint of there was really – I mean, they were like walking around when they should have been fast-paced.
Sure.
No
Absolutely.
Huddle. They should have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, Andy's the face of the team.
Yeah.
I get it. The players should know better. Alex Smith, run your team. Run your team, Alex Smith. And
so this is Alex Smith's fault?
And Tom Brady was just lights out, bro. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. I'm not a Tom Brady fan. You know that. He was unbelievable, though. You know, Tom Brady, 28 of 42, 302 yards,
sure.
Two TDs. And some of those drops he had were his players. They had the dropsies.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I don't see it. And I don't agree with you. But
you don't agree with what? You agree that KC dominated that game?
No.
Oh.
I think it's all on Andy Reid. It's all on Andy Reid. Are you kidding me?
Well, you're talking from an Eagle standpoint.
I think, and this is just my opinion, okay? I think if it wasn't for Andy Reid's nonchalant, I'll waste time, I'll sit back, I'll look at my laminated menu.
Why are you laughing?
Because I'm just picturing laminated menu from like the Hamilton or Chickie and Pete's in his hand while he's trying to coach.
Okay.
Just picture that. Looks like the Kool-Aid man. I lost you?
The Kool-Aid man.
Andy Reid looks like the Kool-Aid man because he's big red and he wears that stupid little suit.
I get it.
All right?
I get that. But where does his decision-making come into play? I mean,
well,
you're saying that they didn't have enough urgency throughout the entire game?
Sure.
Okay.
Especially in that fourth quarter. I mean, you have to have a sense of urgency like the Seahawks did.
Oh, they
Andy Reid didn't have any urgency. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Yeah,
do you?
Totally.
I mean, talk to me.
Listen, I from my standpoint, they needed to stop Brady. They didn't get the job done. Their defense didn't come to play at all. Even one of the last plays, I don't know why the Patriots are throwing the ball. Tamahala Ali almost picked the ball off and hit his shoulder pads. You know what I mean? Could you imagine taking that back to tie the game? As a matter of fact, take the lead,
yeah,
potentially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, listen, it could have went both ways. I think the Chiefs did not step up. They dropped the ball. Yes, you're right. They didn't have a sense of urgency, but I saw more of that going into the fourth quarter. And you know, as the game waned towards the end, that's when that happened. But listen, Andy Reid again can't get to the big game. Can't he got there once
against Belichick again?
Against Belichick again.
Yep. I don't know. I mean, it's a shame. It really is. It's a shame.
They got a good team there, man. I think they do.
Okay.
People are coming back. Teams that are going to get decimated. And by the way, guys, again, we got Glenn Hurricane Schwartz coming up here in a few minutes. Teams that are going to get blown up. I think the Seahawks are going to get blown up. Okay. Yeah. I think.
I don't know about that, man.
What do you mean you don't know about that?
I just don't see the Seahawks getting blown
three
up.
3 or 4 years in the playoffs, Super Bowls.
Why would they get blown up?
It's called salary cap. What do you mean? This is
no,
a business.
I don't see it happening.
So
man.
They're going to pay Marshawn Lynch? And again,
So
Marshawn Lynch is gone.
Big deal. He's like 100.
What do you mean big deal?
No, I don't think that matters that much.
Between him and Wilson, they're the faces of the
Christine
team.
Christine Michael's pretty good. He really is.
Yeah, he is.
So
and whatever the other guy's name is, Rolls or whatever his name is. But listen, I think they're going to be getting rid of some pieces, bringing some new pieces in just because of the salary cap.
But that's, well, whatever. I mean, you know.
What do you mean whatever? That's huge. They've been in the game or near the Super Bowl 3-4 years in a row. That is huge. Okay? Another team. I think the Philadelphia Eagles may get blown up a little bit.
How?
Defensively, they might get rid of some people like you want. I think off your offensive line, they may get rid of some people.
I don't know if I see the Eagles getting blown up. What?
Who's your center?
Jason Kelce.
I think he needs to get bigger. He needs to get bigger.
I mean, I don't know. That's so tough. I don't know.
It is tough. How are you? I mean, I have to look it up, but I don't know how you guys looking salary cap wise.
Yeah.
But I think you guys have some money to spend. You may have. I mean, you spent some big money on Murray and Maxwell.
Right.
Thurman, good to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who else? Who else you got there?
Listen.
You got
some
big names that you spent some big money on last year.
Yeah. No. Listen, Byron Maxwell just kills me. That hiring just kills me every time I look at it.
Chip.
The amount of money, right, Chip, exactly. The amount of money he spent was just astronomical compared to, I mean, it's like the Nnamdi Asamoah deal.
It is.
It's exactly like that. Cornerbacks,
totally.
For whatever reason, the Eagles lately cannot pick their cornerbacks in this league. 646-668-2951, that's the number. We got Glenn Hurricane Schwartz coming up here in a little bit. And also Sean Brace coming up here at 7:30. But we are still taking your calls. And listen, if you call when they're on, we will get to your calls. You know, if you don't mind just waiting on hold for a little bit, we will get to you.
So
646-668-2951, that's the number. Go ahead.
So last night, you know, after watching, you know, the NFL and, you know, talking to you off and on and stuff like
what
that.
What a boring time, by the way.
It was. I mean, I didn't like the way that
I need my
ended.
Football.
We need this football, big time.
Yeah.
But in place of football, you know, I'm a martial artist, love my martial arts, love UFC. Some good UFC fights were on last night, man. On the TJ Cruz card, great fights. I think TJ got robbed for you UFC fans. Cruz won, huge comeback after being injured and decimated for so long. TJ got robbed, though. I think it should have went to him. It was that close. Good fights, though. Good fights. You know, I don't know what else to say, man. Good fights last night if you're a UFC fan. And we got some other big fights coming up here as well.
I hear you, all right? I hear you.
And then also, my New York Knicks, I got to bring this up. They played the Sixers today. they played the Sixers today and won in double overtime. The New York Knicks should never, ever take them there.
I think we got to give the entire New York Knicks one of these.
Come on. Double overtime, you beat the Sixers 119-113. Come on. Anyway.
All right. With that being said, we mentioned at the beginning of the program that we do absolutely 100%. I said this, my prediction wise.
Okay.
We're going to have a snowstorm, a bigger snowstorm than usual. And with that being said, I mean, this guy, when I was young, I was watching him. He was one of my idols, man.
Was he?
I mean, I was watching the weather, and I'm looking at it like, and I see Glenn Hurricane Schwartz, and I felt at peace because I grew up with him. I grew up with him in my home. And you know what? I'm going to say his name, too. John Belaris. Him and John Belaris, they were my guys, man, on NBC 10 in Philadelphia. And when you think of Philadelphia weather, you think of the bow tie. You think of Glenn Schwartz.
You think about the hurricane.
Absolutely. I mean, I trust his weather. I may not trust others, but I trust his weather.
Listen, when I moved to the Lehigh Valley, guess what? I watched him as well.
Absolutely.
I watched him
as
well.
So with that being said, we want to play his intro here. All right. And with that being said, Glenn Hurricane Schwartz, welcome to the program, my friend.
Welcome.
All right. Good evening.
How are you, Glenn? Absolutely. So, Glenn, take through it. What exactly is the latest with this forecast? Take us through it.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, thank you very much for all those kind words. But there are two different kinds of winter storms. There's the kind that happened last winter. Remember, we were supposed to get a lot of snow and ended up with very little?
Yes.
It's called a type B storm.
Okay.
They're really hard to predict. This is a type A storm, like the blizzard in 96.
Right. Okay.
But the storm of the century in 93, it comes up from the Gulf of Mexico. There's loads of moisture. There's obviously plenty of cold air here. That part is pretty straightforward. We're going to get a major snowstorm. It's just a question of the details.
Right.
So what are some of the questions of the details? Like what details? So what is for sure? We're for sure going to see some snow? Is that safe to say?
Well, at minimum, yeah. I would say in the Lehigh Valley that at least that's one thing I don't have to worry about is whether it's going to change over to rain. My difficult part of the forecast is going to be closer to the shore, maybe even up to Philly, where there could be enough warm air coming in off the ocean to change the snow to rain, and then that could really cut down on the snow amounts. But if you're talking all snow, with this kind of a storm, we're easily into double digits.
Wow. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff. And Glenn and I, and you know, we were talking today, but Glenn, we were looking at the same models as each other. I mean, you saw the GFS, you saw the Euro. I mean, they're printing out historical amounts.
Wow.
Hey. Right, and again, if it was a different type of storm, I would be more suspicious. I was suspicious of that phantom storm last winter. But, you know, in this case, you're just looking for something to go wrong. Like, okay, what could there be? What could happen to make this? And people in the newsroom were asking me this. What could happen to make this not happen? And I keep thinking, and I can't think of anything because this is a fairly straightforward major snowstorm.
Right. Wow. Mr. Hurricane, this
is.
This is Stephen, Mike's co-host here. Pleasure to have you. Now, you're saying potentially this, and I say potentially with a capital P, this may be bigger than 96.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. that was not only the biggest in history, it was the biggest by like 50%. Before that storm, the biggest snowfall in Philly history was in 1983. 21 inches. And then we ended up with over 30. Okay? So that blew away the record by so much, it was just unimaginable. Now, we're in a different era. We have more moisture sitting off the coast. When the ocean warms up, there's more moisture around. And when we have this super El Nino, we have a stronger jet stream. So we had a very strong El Nino with 83. We had hardly any snow for that winter, and then all of a sudden on February 11th, we had 21 inches of snow. That's the kind of thing that can happen. And it has happened before in strong El Nino years where there was hardly any snow ahead of time and people thought there was not going to be a winter, and then pow.
Wow. And, and 96, man. I mean, 96 was just – I mean, I was a kid, and I was thinking, never going to see this anymore. And the fact that we may see it, we may see something that comes close, is just amazing to me. And,
I mean, 96, my parents got stuck. There was a state of emergency, and my parents got stuck on 80, Route 80, coming back from New York. I remember that very, very clearly. And my parents worked in New York City at the time. And that storm was just unbelievable. So the fact of the matter is, I mean, some of the things we're looking at now, projections, it's saying 2 to 3 feet.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, and I know, and Glenn, and I respect you for that. I know you're not going to give amounts because it's way too early in the game. And that's understandable. But what the computer models are printing out, I mean, I've never seen mostly all of them, except for the NAM. But, I mean, GFS, Canadian, Euro, even the DGEX, believe it or not.
And you're pretty plugged in there on all the computer models.
Just a hurricane. He's a dork. No.
What do you think about the ensemble forecasting?
The ensemble, I mean, last night I was a little worried because I saw half of them were going out to sea. So I'm thinking, I don't know. But now they're pretty much on board. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, I think you're talking about the GFS.
Yeah, the GFS ensembles.
Yeah, well, the GFS is the third or fourth best model now. And I give it less weight than practically anything else. And it's unfortunate that the good old USA not only doesn't make the best model in the world, it doesn't even make the second best or the third best.
I know, the Euro is king.
Yeah, I just wrote a blog on that the other day. The Euro is king. It has been king since the 90s, and it will continue to be king unless the U.S. government decides to go all in like the Europeans have.
Oh, interesting. Man.
So Glenn,
what big bucks to do it the way the Europeans do?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that is
but what the Europeans then have come out with is the thing, obviously, that we look at the most and the most seriously. And when it's as consistent as it's been, now it comes out every 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And four times in a row now, it's had the same solution. The same track of the storm, similar type of intensity, similar types of moisture, four straight times. Now, when you get that kind of consistency from the best model in the world, and the ensembles of the European agree with it too, I don't worry about what the GFS is saying.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, Glenn, break it down for me real quick. What's the timing in this? Is it because I've heard everything from, it's going to start Thursday night to it's going to start Friday night. So
I don't see it starting Thursday night.
Okay.
That's first of all. Secondly, I don't think it's going to start during the morning rush on Friday.
Okay.
So it's going to be a difficult decision that a lot of schools are going to have, the businesses are going to have, do we have school or work and take our chances on Friday, or do we call it off before a single flake falls? All right, that is a tough call. You know, you're going to have to really trust the forecast in order to do something like that. And some of you may recall in 2001, something like that happened, and businesses were closed and the storm didn't happen. But again, that was a type B storm. Those storms are nightmares. But I would not be surprised to see schools closed and some businesses not opened just because of the forecast. Because at some point during the day Friday, the snow is going to start. Most of it will be in the afternoon and at night. It's so cold now and will be cold before the storm that it's definitely going to start to snow and it's definitely going to stick.
Yeah.
And so when storms start, most storms, it's light. And sometimes you even see it on radar before it reaches the ground. And so you're waiting and waiting and waiting for the first flake to come. So it could be one of those cases where, you know, schools are closed and businesses are closed, and here we are. Morning rush, there's nothing. 10 o'clock, nothing. 11 o'clock, nothing. And then by 12, people are starting to curse me. and then eventually the snow was going to come. But it's a tough call. For example, in 96 and in some of the other big storms, the airlines cancel flights before the first flake even falls. They do not want their planes stranded.
I think that's a smart thing to do. Absolutely.
So, Glenn, for example, if I'm the head of an airline and I've got my plane in Chicago, and it's got to come into Philly to then fly to Boston or to Miami, I'm not sending it to Philly before the storm, because what if it gets caught there? Now I'm really losing money on my flights. So they sometimes will cancel flights when the sky is still clear. And it drives people crazy. But that kind of thing happens. And then after the storm, there's such a backlog of cancellations and delays that things could get screwed up for 2-3 days afterward.
Yeah, totally.
Glenn, real quickly, somebody on Twitter wants to know, and this has to be asked. They said, make sure you ask them this. So I'm going to ask them. Does this have the potential to rival 1996, the blizzard of 96?
I just asked that.
Well, I'm not going to be there yet. And I'm still 4 days away from the start of this. And even in the blizzard of 96, I was just at the station for a couple of months. Coming up from Florida, and people didn't know who I was. And even the people that I worked with didn't know me. And so when I started getting excited about the storm, it was a little weird because at one point the computer models, the wonderful GFS, backed off on the storm and took it down to our south and suggested we were not going to get much, and the weather service backed off tremendously. And I said, I don't see anything that's changed. Why should this forecast change? I don't see it. And so, you know, I got in a little internal difficulty. Because there's some people thinking that I was hyping the storm or crying wolf or whatever. So, and that was just 2 days before the storm. So, you know, you don't want to start making crazy pronouncements 4 days before.
No.
So
do you have competition?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but as you get closer to the storm, you can get more specific. You can get bolder about it. The day before the blizzard or the night before, I remember going on TV and saying, you know, not a flake has fallen yet, but this is going to be a crippling snowstorm in the entire area. And even though the all-time record was 21, my final forecast was for 20 to 30.
You're right so, there.
Okay, I'm not afraid of predicting records, but you don't do it this far in advance.
Hey, really quickly, because we're up against it here, who are you picking for the Super Bowl?
Oh, you're going to put Glenn on the spot.
I'm putting
like
him on
that.
The spot here before we get out of here.
Yeah, I'm going for Carolina.
All right.
Wow.
They got the most valuable player. They got great offense and great defense.
That they
and
do.
They're just on a different level of everybody else this year.
I know Stefan's with you.
I'm with you.
I don't know, man. It's tough. It's definitely tough. Glenn, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. This means a lot.
Definitely.
Maybe even next week we can have you on. Is there, real quickly before I go, is there something coming next week, Glenn? Is there another one behind
you? I haven't even looked that far. I am so focused. I am so focused on this storm.
Right,
I don't even know what times the football games are on this weekend. I mean, I just get so upset.
Absolutely.
With it.
Absolutely. And everyone can watch Glenn Schwartz, Glenn Hurricane Schwartz, that is,
Glenn
NBC 10
Schwartz.
Philadelphia, chief meteorologist. He's the best in the business. I've said it before. I've said it again. You can follow him at Hurricane NBC 10 on Twitter. Glenn, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We will talk to you soon. I really appreciate this, Glenn.
I will check you out tonight.
Thanks for the invite. I enjoyed it.
All right. Thanks again.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
That was awesome.
Hearing Glenn Hurricane Schwartz, and you heard him.
Yeah.
He said, you know, he didn't want to make any predictions.
Well, he was smart.
Right.
He answered the questions that needed to be answered.
Oh.
And, I think we have a better,
we have a better perspective of what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Especially the timing part, because I had no idea, to be honest.
Oh, you and I kind of discussed that. When will it hit?
I had no idea
when
it was going to start. But Glenn Schwartz, one of the best in the business, and I really mean that. Glenn Schwartz is the best in the business. Check him out, NBC 10 Weather. All right.
Yeah.
From one area, from the weather to sports, which is kind of what they do in the news.
That's it.
We are now going to formerly of 97.5, The Fanatic, and current, he owns it. PhillyInfluencer.com, Mr.
That's right.
Sean Brace. Sean, welcome to the program tonight.
Welcome.
Gentlemen. Nice to follow up Glenn Hurricane Schwartz there. Let me ask you, what did he say about the storm this weekend? What are we getting?
It's every model. It's been a while, but every single model is looking like
it will rival 96.
We don't know yet.
Potentially.
Woo.
Yeah, potential.
All right.
But
all right.
You know, it's going to be something. I'm excited. I mean, I love snow.
Let me tell you.
We haven't got any of this yet. So.
This guy here loves weather. More than a fat kid loves candy. Let me tell you.
I love it. Love it.
So, Sean, real quickly, before we get into the football talk, tell me about PhillyInfluencer.com and what you're doing over there.
I appreciate the plug, man. It means a lot. Well, what is going on over there is, look, bottom line is when everything changed last April, I knew I had to do something. I've developed a decent following in this area doing sports talk radio for 7-8 years at that radio station, and I just couldn't give it up. I knew that there were some TV stations that wanted to do some stuff with me, and like I said, I knew that there had to be something else out there. And instead of knocking on certain other radio stations' doors begging for weekend shifts or, just scrapping, seeing what I could get, I said, let's challenge myself and start something up fresh, start something new. When you go across the landscape of Philadelphia and you talk about websites, you think about the Philly.com, you think about CSNPhilly.com, you think about Crossing Broad, and Philly Voice is new to the game just recently, but you think about them as well. And I said, there's a couple million people here in Philadelphia. I know I could at least try something and see if it will work out. And, I was able to get some really good people on board, guys, some really good people. You're only as good as your team. So things have worked out really well for us to the point that in August, we did 13,000 page views in August. And right now, we are going to break 1 million page views this week. So we hit the ground running pretty hard in football season, and we were able to gain some. There you go. Yeah. Thank you. And we were. And we're just getting warmed up. We're just getting started. So I greatly appreciate the plug, man. We're having fun doing it.
Yeah, listen, that is something that's close to my heart. The entrepreneurship, listen, that is something that is huge. I think everybody should take that initiative and say, listen, why not try something?
Absolutely.
Myself, why go knocking on those doors? Knock on them when need be. Everyone needs help,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, the initiative and started something that is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So kudos to you, tons of props. And we're in that same mold here. You know, eventually we would like to take this to our own network. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, and build it up that way. So and that's the road that we're on.
It's where it's going, guys. I mean, you guys are ahead of the game. It's where it's going. You know, just it's about technology. It's about where the more and more cars that are being built these days, and it's going to be podcast friendly, where it's like you get in, play my,
totally.
You know, and that's where it's going. And when that technology starts catching up, I really do feel like there will be a place for radio. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to just disappear. But where you guys are at right now is the future. I think we all agree with that.
I agree.
Yeah. So, Sean, I just want to say before we start talking football, and we will get to football, by the way. But congratulations, man. I know you're engaged now to Kelly, and I just want to say congratulations.
That's funny. Yes, the great Kelly Anushko that you went to high school with. And as a matter of fact, yes, you did. And which is even more funnier is that Matt Lombardo also went to high school with her well. She walked on stage with Matt Lombardo, who is a sportscaster here in Philadelphia, works for NJ.com and Ice and Podomatic. And so it's funny that, it's a small world, let's put it that way. And I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm happy to be engaged to her. She's a great woman. Great woman.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, Sean, listen, we got to talk some football.
We got to.
Can you tell me what your feelings are about Doug Peterson as a head coach?
That's a good question, because I don't know. I would love to sit here, and here's what I tell you. I think it's a two-part answer for me. Number one is I don't like how it all played out. Let's put it that way. That's the one thing that rubs me, and I'm sure Eagles fans, the wrong way, is that just you could sit here and spin it, Jeffrey Lurie, how you want, the owner of the Eagles, telling us it was a coaching search, that Jaws was involved. It was not a coaching search. They wanted some big-name candidates. They were unable to get them, and eventually it came down to Doug Peterson. I don't understand why certain guys like Sean McDermott, Josh McDaniels, they don't get interviews. Josh McDaniels didn't get one interview this offseason, or right now, obviously, other teams are in the offseason. It's a coaching search. How do you not call him in and hear what the guy has to say? That's what my whole thing was. Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman are going to sit down and they're going to talk to 12 or so candidates, and whoever jumps off the page at them is going to get the job. That's what I was selling myself in the beginning. I was dead wrong. This was about getting a couple of big name guys that you could fleece, or that you can get to leave their teams. From what the report was, it was John Harbaugh and Sean Payton. Those were the first two names that were being talked about. If you can get those two guys, that's where Jeffrey Lurie wanted to go. If he was unable to go, the next name that was mentioned was Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson. Now, I know, Mike, you and I, we batted heads last week, and I don't want to go down that road where we all have our sources, and I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not saying anybody's wrong, but I do. We all have people that are connected in the business, and I do trust that source. So that was the third name out of Jeffrey Lurie's mouth, Doug Peterson. That's not a coaching search. That's just to cross your fingers. I hope I get John Harbaugh to leave the Baltimore Ravens, a place that he's not ever leaving. All right? That's a cross your fingers. Maybe Sean Payton might bounce. Tom Coughlin is kind of on their level. He did win two Super Bowls. He's a little older, obviously. He's a different stage of his game, but he is a big name. And you weren't able to land any one of those guys, and you just said, okay, we'll just end up with Doug Peterson. That's not a coaching search to me, so it rubs me the wrong way. But to answer your question about Doug Peterson, the coach – guys, we don't know anything about him. So for me to sit here and just start ranting and raving about how he's going to run a West Coast offense and Andy Reid this and clock management that, it's wrong. It's not the right way to go about it right now. Nobody knows who the hell Doug Peterson is, the coach, right now. Nobody does. So, you know, I mean, it stinks when you watch the Kansas – yeah, it stinks when you watch the Kansas City Chiefs play the Patriots on Saturday night, and the clock management was just – it was like Super Bowl against the Patriots all over again, deja vu, and you start to connect the dots. And you're asking yourself, what is Doug Peterson doing? But at the end of the day, we don't know if that's how he's going to be here in Philadelphia. So I have no idea what to expect from Dougie P.
Listen, Sean, I don't know if you know this. I'm a huge New Yorker. All right? So the essence of the show is Philly versus New York. And I bleed blue. Lines blue big time.
Ugh.
All right? Love my team. Love my team to death. Love everything New York. And for the most part, I hate Philadelphia. I hate you guys. Right, that's why we have such a show. I think.
Yeah.
Right now, with that being said, I have to follow you guys. I have to because you guys play a part. Whether if the Giants fail or if the Giants win, we haven't beaten you guys in God knows how long, right? And it makes me sick to my stomach. But for this past week, I was irate, and I'll tell you why. You guys, and I say you guys, not specifically you.
That's
I'm
fine.
Talking about the Eagles organization decided to go after every friggin' Giants coach. Why? Tom Coughlin, McAdoo, now Spags. I mean, they stopped Spags from the Giants. Actually, stopped them from even discussing anything with the Philadelphia Eagles. Thank God. But let me tell you something. If Coughlin got hired by the Eagles, I'm still puking. I would be sick to my stomach because I love Tom Coughlin, arguably a future Hall of Fame coach, and I don't understand why. What do you think? What's your mental on why the Eagles are going that route?
Well, I'll tell you what. If Tom Coughlin isn't in the Hall of Fame, I don't know what the hell a Hall of Fame is. That's number one. So Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin are stone-cold lock Hall of Famers. And if anybody tries to tell you that it's questionable, they're dead wrong. When you win a Super Bowl, just one, I'm talking about when you win one Super Bowl in that city, all right, that demands a lot of respect. You win two, you're a Hall of Famer. So that's without saying.
My co-hosts would probably to differ, but –
No, yeah. I agree with him.
Well, right. What I would say is this. I would tell you that, look, Chip Kelly rubbed Jeffrey Lurie the wrong way. Big time. Big time. There's no defending the Eagles on this right now, guys. You know, 8 years, this team hasn't won a playoff game. And they look at certain things where it's like, okay, you got Howie Roseman. He was a GM. Now he's not the GM. Now he's back to being the GM. Nobody knows exactly what he's been able to do for the past. Like, name one move in the past 5 years that you could say that was Howie Roseman. You can't do it. You can't do it. There's a couple of contracts, small contracts that maybe you could point at, but nothing big, nothing that Howie Roseman was the man behind the scenes making these moves. So why is he still here? You know, why is he here? Because Jeffrey Lurie wants somebody that's connected to keep him in the loop. So there's only one person to blame right now, and that's Jeffrey Lurie. This Chip Kelly stuff was an absolute a disgrace. Yeah, it was a debacle. It was just like the guy won 10 games his first two seasons, 20 games combined, the winningest coach out of college. Yeah, he had his flaws. Yeah, he screwed things up on some deals. Absolutely. But it was his first year as a general manager. How do you not allow him another year? I'll tell you how. Because Jeffrey Lurie felt disconnected from his franchise because Chip Kelly was a guy that would hunker down in his office, didn't want to do the press the meet and greets, didn't want to be nice to the secretaries, didn't want to really be ho-hum with the owner, Jeffrey Lurie, just went to business, did his football work, and went home. That was it. That was Chip Kelly, and that was not good enough for Jeffrey Lurie. So, therefore, he went out there. He wants a guy that is similar to Andy Reid, kumbaya, going to bring flowers to the secretary, be nice after losses and all that. And that's what Jeffrey Lurie wants right now. And he thought he would get that with Tom Coughlin, bring in his guy, Bob McAdoo. Or excuse me, Ben McAdoo. Excuse me. Yeah, I killed his name there. But you understand. He bring him in and then groom him. But obviously that wasn't going to happen. So, therefore, Tom Coughlin pulled his name out, and here we are right now.
Yeah. So, let me ask you a question. So right now, is Sam Bradford your quarterback next year?
I don't see why not. You look at some guys in the draft. Goff from Cal catches my eye, but I don't think you're going to be able to get up high enough to get him. So who's your quarterback if you don't have Bradford? Sanchez? You know, you're going to go out there in a free agent market and maybe sign an RG3. I don't see that happening. So for me, I'm not even a big Sam Bradford guy. He missed some easy throws down the stretch, and especially in that Washington game, wide open Zach Ertz. He had a wide open Josh Huff in the end zone. Could have made a difference in that game. But for me, I think that you have to hang on to Sam Bradford next year. And I would go ahead and franchise him and then try and work out a 2 or 3 year deal. I'm probably, you know, that's probably not going to happen. But I would rather go to battle next year with Sam Bradford as a quarterback. And if you're Doug Peterson, is it even a question? You want Sam Bradford back.
He does. I got a question for you, though. I want to hear what your thoughts are. This is two questions. One on Chip Kelly going to the Niners, which I was very surprised that happened. And then secondly, what were your thoughts on Murray this season? You know, toted to be, you know, 1 year you go from being the number one rusher in the league to near nothing. You can't even make a yard. What are your thoughts on those two questions there?
I'll start with Murray first. I'll tell you I was wrong. All the people that sat there and told me that there's a lot of tread off those tires because of how many rushes he had with the Cowboys that preseason, regular season, and postseason that year. He was over 475 carries, somewhere around there, I believe. I mean, that is a lot of luggage right there, and that had a huge impact on DeMarco Murray this year. He was a step slower. No ifs, ands, buts about it. I don't care what offense he was in. I don't care if he was in a wishbone, power eye, run and shoot, Chip Kelly's offense. DeMarco Murray lost a step because of all the carries he had the previous season with the Cowboys. I thought DeMarco Murray was going to come in. You know, I tell this story a lot. I was driving across the Walt Whitman from Atlantic City in August of last year, or July it was, and there was a big billboard. It said, DeMarco Murray, welcome to Philly. And I got goosebumps because I go, DeMarco Murray is an absolute beast. I can't wait to see this guy out there with the Eagles. And he was not that. Obviously, with the media and some people, you know, coming at him and that stuff, that, you know, that kind of has a way of snowballing here in Philadelphia. So that wasn't easy. The meeting with the Jeffrey Lurie on the plane ride after the Patriots game, that rubbed you the wrong way. But DeMarco Murray, he lost a step because of all those carries. So DeMarco Murray, you got to label as a bust last year. He was an absolute bust last year. You paid him a ton of money to come in and be that number one. He was a bust. Let me say about Chip Kelly. Look, I thought the world of Chip. I really did. And I thought he showed you enough after two seasons, you know, in his first year as general manager, that things didn't go the right way. And there's no argument. He made some moves that were some questionable moves, the Kiko Alonso, the getting rid of Shady, getting rid of Deshaun. You know, unfortunately, Jeremy Maclin took a couple extra dollars, but Jeremy Maclin also came out and said, hey, if Chip made an extra phone call, I wanted to stay here in Philly. So, you know, those are certain things that Chip needs to improve on. If he wants to be a damn good coach, if he wants to reach his full potential in San Francisco, which I think he can, because the pressure's off him. They had a terrible season. Jim Tomsula, I mean, they're just an ugly, ugly franchise right now. They need some energy back in that ball, in that brand new stadium, butts and seats. So I think the pressure will be off of Chip Kelly a lot, but he has to adjust. He has to become a little bit more of a player-friendly coach. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think you need to coddle these guys, but you got to do more than just stay in your office, walk past these guys. I mean, you got to adjust. Things did not go right here, Chip. You lost your job for a reason, so you have to improve on that. And I think, seriously, there is something to be said about the defense on the field. The time of possession where he just naysays it and poo-poos it and says it doesn't mean anything, it's about plays run. He's too married to that thought in his system. He has to come off that. He's killing his defense, and you win football games in fourth quarters, and every single fourth quarter his defense was tired. And that's coming from the player's mouth.
Yeah.
Sean, last question for you, and we're talking to Sean Brace, PhillyInfluencer.com. How close is this Eagles team? How close are they?
Are you kidding me? They're close. Well, I mean, look, the one thing they have is the division. Are they close to compete for the division? Off the board, but how close are they? You're looking at the four teams that are playing this weekend. That's who you got to look at. Are they anywhere near the Patriots, you know, the Arizona Cardinals, the Carolina Panthers, who are just a force? Denver Broncos are a good team, but they're a little held back because of Peyton Manning. But, you know, I mean, that's what you're looking at. It's like, how close are we? Those four teams are far and away just superior to the Eagles right now. They have a lot of holes, a lot of question marks, and they got a brand-new head coach, a guy that's never done this before. I just don't see this working out for the Eagles in the next two seasons. I really don't. I've been wrong before, and I hope I'm wrong here, but I just don't see this working out for Doug Peterson. And I think in 3 years you're going to see a general manager brought in, a football guy. Who knows? It might be Ron Jaworski. You never know. And they're just going to reset, and everybody's going to be gone.
A lot of comments, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be interesting. But listen.
Sean, you sound like you're high on the Panthers, by the way.
Love the Panthers. The Panthers.
To win it all.
The only thing that I don't like about the Panthers is a former Eagle by the name of Kurt Coleman. That's
Kurt
it.
Coleman.
If they didn't have Kurt Coleman out there, right? And you could read me his stats, his 90 tackles. He had, what, 6 picks this year? I mean, yeah, they were able to run their defense and you know, be able to just realize that he was the one guy that's going to hold you back. So not do too many things that's going to hurt you in the long run because of Kurt Coleman. But if I'm the Arizona Cardinals, I'm just throwing on him all day long this weekend. And you know what? Bruce Arians isn't no dummy. They will. They're going to throw on Kurt Coleman all day long this weekend. So it's going to be a tough game. Arizona's a really good football team, but Carolina is just a beast of a squad, and I love Cam Newton. Gotta love Cam.
Real quick, because we're up against it here. Like we asked the Hurricane, who are you picking to win it all?
I think Carolina wins this weekend. I think the Patriots absolutely roll this weekend, and I think it's a rematch of that Super Bowl where it went down to the final field goal, and Vinatieri won it in Houston. And I wouldn't be surprised if it breaks again, if it goes down like that again. 3-point victory. I'll probably go Patriots. I think Brady gets this number 5 for Brady. Yeah, 5. It'll be 5 for Brady. Yeah, yeah. Give it to him. Panthers are a good squad, but you know it's the Patriots.
Sean, did you real quickly? We got to do this again. This was fun.
Yeah,
I like talking to you. PhillyInfluencer.com. Sean Brady, by the way.
Anytime you guys need me, you know I'm there for you.
All right,
right back at you.
Did you hear who's coming on the show next week?
No, who you got?
Tony Bruno.
Oh,
and you know the history there.
I
want
to give me some Bruno, man. Give me some Bruno.
Right,
give me some Bruno.
Here we go. Getting ready for next week. 610-632-0975. It's a tilapia throwing Tuesday. I'm sorry, it's not.
when Sean Brady used to be the producer for the Mike Mazzanelli show, that was classic. I mean, you were back there, and then do you remember when you and John at Fantasy Fest and you brought me on stage and you said, "This is Mike from Allentown," and you were like, "Oh wait, is that?" And then you're like, "Go ahead, do it," and I did it, and you were like, "Ah, look at that."
I was blacked out by then, so no, I definitely don't remember. But No, I do. Hey, you know what? I will tell you, Tony, and you can talk to him about this. He'll obviously break it down for you next week. But he does a Wednesday show at a theater downtown in Philly. We're putting together right now a PhillyAnswer.com field trip. So I'd love to have you guys down there if you're available to go down on a Wednesday night. It's going to probably be in February or March. Plenty of notice, but we're going to do a nice little PhillyAnswer.com field trip down there. Support Tony Bruno and his podcast. Looking forward to that.
We'll make it happen.
Sean, I want to thank you again, just like Glenn Schwartz, PhillyInfluencer.com, and you can follow him. What's the hashtag on Twitter, by the way, Sean?
My handle is @Sean_Brace, SEAN_Brace.
All right, there he is. Sean Brace, PhillyInfluencer.com. Thank you very much, Sean. We will talk to you very, very soon.
As a Giants fan, I'll support you, buddy.
You're the man. Right. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, guys.
Take care.
All right, there he is, Sean Brace.
That was awesome.
From PhillyInfluencer.com.
That was great, man.
Yeah, it's
great talk.
But I'm shocked about these Panthers, love.
Listen.
Well, I don't get it. I don't see it.
You don't get to 15-1 or whatever the hell they are right now, 16-1. You don't get there.
I
mean,
got
it's not luck. These guys were
it isn't?
these guys were dominant. They were dominant. Even the Giants game, total dominance. And the only reason why we got back in it was because of our offense. You know, the defense stunk it up. So, anyway, the Panthers are
brought up a good point there, Kurt Coleman. He stinks.
Yeah, he did.
Well, how does he have 6 interceptions?
How does he stink?
He
stink? He has
really?
6 interceptions.
Oh, well, no.
Well, he has
Stop
a few
it.
Sacks.
Stop. Stop.
He stinks
Stop
because
it.
he's an ex-Eagle.
And he sucked. He and couldn't catch a cold for us.
Well, that's what
Give
happens
that.
When you come to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, really?
That's exactly – really. Let's go down the line.
Maxwell, is he going to turn into this?
Right. That's what happens, though. You know what I mean? Philadelphia is like the armpit, you know?
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Totally. Totally. So, really, just to backtrack.
Sure.
The storm we're saying right now.
You know what? I'm gonna get. I know Glenn didn't want to put a prediction out, and
what
I'm not doing
think?
This to scare people. All right. I just feel really good about this storm for whatever reason. I mean, there's so many things going right now.
You
It'd
such
be hard.
A dork. You love.
I'm
storm.
Just saying. I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna go right now. I'm gonna go 22.
You're gonna go 22.
22, and I hate Route 22, by the way.
Yeah. So do I.
But 22 inches of snow. I'm gonna say that. You heard Glenn Hurricane Schwartz. Right here on Sports Talk before, say it's looking like it could be.
He didn't
something.
Give a definite.
He didn't give a definite.
Right.
But, I mean, obviously. I remember in 2001, they got burned, by the way.
They did.
Every single meteorologist was March 2001. I should have brought that up to him. I will next time. About getting burned. Saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be 3 feet. And then we got 5 inches. And that I think they're afraid of that. But this, like he said, this is he's looking for things to go wrong. And what did he say?
Yeah.
There's not a lot to go wrong.
There isn't.
So
this is going to sit over us and literally drench
wow.
snow-wise.
Wow.
But anyway, really quickly, your picks again.
My picks
for this coming weekend.
Patriots.
We got the Patriots versus the Broncos.
Yep,
Cardinals.
Patriots.
And really quickly, let's just break down the over-under right now.
Yeah.
It's New England -3, over-under 44, and that's a Broncos line. I don't know what to say about Peyton Manning's arm. Right now, Cardinals at the Panthers. Cardinals -3, over-under 47.5. It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting.
It really will
You're
be.
Picking Patriots.
I'm picking Patriots. Who are you going with?
I can't. I'm going Broncos. And I'm going Cardinals with the MVP.
Oh.
Coming up. I'm going Cardinals to win this.
Okay. Well, I'm going Cardinals as well. So, Cardinals, Patriots, Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree.
And I, unlike what Sean Brace thinks, I actually am going to go with the Cardinals.
You're going
the
with
Patriots.
The Cardinals to win the Super Bowl.
I think Cardinals win the Super Bowl.
I agree with that synopsis. The Cardinals win the Super Bowl. Too much high-powered offense, but you can't go against Brady too much. It's Tom Brady.
Well, against the Panthers either.
He
loves the Panthers. So
he's guaranteeing that. So. Should be interesting. But anyway, on this MLK Day, Martin Luther King holiday, awesome day. Giving respects to the man, just wanted to say that. The country's coming a long way, and we still have a long way to go, but awesome.
Oh, no!
Got to respect that. Ain't nothing laughing about that. But anyway, we'll see you next week, man.
This week, right here on Sports Talk, Tony Bruno will be here. I don't even know what we're going to talk. I mean, obviously, I have to do the impression, right?
You got to do the impression.
Okay.
We got to talk Eagles. We got to talk Giants. We got to talk the entire NFL. We got to talk Super Bowl.
And we got to talk, did we get the big snowstorm? We'll find out.
And we'll talk about the snowstorm.
I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes. Absolutely.
Thanks for tuning in, Sports Talk fans, on this MLK Day.
We will see you. I am Mike Yellick.
I'm Stephen Wilshire.
And we will see you right here next week, baby.